Hey there, I'm Abdullahi Karima Ayomide, and this is my podcast, Today on the UPG Experience. It has been an intense past 2 weeks for me. Ups and downs as usual, mental health in and out of the mud, trainings and meetings here and there. You know how to go now. So I'm sure you're wondering what UPG is and why I want to talk about it. Well, you know those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities you hear people always talk about? Right. That's what the UPG experience is for me. You know what? Let's get started. I do not want to keep you in suspense. So in typical Rima's fashion, we'll start from the very beginning. Now, are you ready? Because I am. So basically, UPG means United People Global. I was a part of it as a sustainability leadership candidate. So it's basically a community that encourages and enables people to participate in making the world a better place. And the sustainability leadership part is about positive citizen leadership on sustainability. I saw the opportunity in late November 2021. On the advert, it said full sponsorship, air ticket and all that. So I forwarded it to a friend I know is interested in stuff like this and has an international passport. I mean, they did say full sponsorship and air ticket, right? So I did the usual application rituals, checked the requirements and be sure I fulfilled them and all of that. And I also made a little research about the entire program. At this point, I knew it was an international opportunity, but I just did not know how big. And you know one thing with opportunities like this, when you start applying, the process will treat you nicely. I know, tell me your name, your email address, your where you live and all of that, bio data. You get excited. Oh, you know what? I can finish this application in a day. My guy, relax. It is calm. You can never finish it in 5 days. So I did a little procrastination and did not start applying until some days before the deadline. Now, bear in mind that deadline was the last day of 2021, and I think this application couldn't have come at a better time because I had just gotten a mentor, so I had all the assistance and guidance I could possibly need. Typical international opportunities fashion, they'll start with biodata until you get to the next stage of the application where you have to sit down with cold water by your side and think about your life, because the set of questions you see, you have to answer them in a precise and concise manner. So personally, one thing I have in mind when applying for opportunities, especially international opportunities where the stakes are higher, is the person reviewing my application has probably been seeing the same generic stuff over and over and over again, and is probably bored out of their minds and is like, okay, one more application and I'm done for the day. And that application could be mine. So you know the entire Aspire to Maguire thing. So what I have in mind is, how can I make my application different? How can I make it lovable? So most times, I try to tell a story. A compelling, catchy, but funny story. I like to imagine that my interviewer was sitting right in front of me and I was answering those questions. So back to my application. After the entire welcome to this opportunity, fill in your bio data and let's move to the next stage, scam. I'll call it scam because you thought you finished the application in 24 hours. The next question I saw was your bio. And they said, please share a little about yourself and your journey so far. Now that please, ba, it's just for you to like, okay, you can sit down, take that cold water and think about your life. Now, in most applications, there's usually a word count, but there was no word count in this one. And they literally said, tell us something unique about yourself. It could be your weaknesses, your strengths, anything. Tell us something unique about yourself. I mean, nobody's perfect, right? So you see where the think about your life and cold water comes to play, right? So I really sat down and thought about my life. Like, no joke, sister. Like, who am I? Who is Abdullahi Karima Ayomide? What have I been doing? What am I passionate about? And why am I passionate about it? So these were the questions I asked myself. And I sent a draft to my mentor. He helped out, edited, and sent it back in 2 days. Now, I can't remember the entire part of the application, but there was a part where they mentioned that you should describe a sustainability related project you'd like to work on based on the sustainable development goals that you're passionate about. Now, if you know me, I love sexual and reproductive health. So to an extent, it's only natural I'll choose a project that is related to that. So I wrote an essay about the project. I was also asked to talk about the challenges I'll face, relevant stakeholders and all of that. And I did that one. And the next thing I saw was that after the entire leadership program, you'll be expected to organize a mini training session in your community to share what you have learned and help members to make informed decisions about sustainability. I talked about that one too. Talked about possible stakeholders and all that. So the final part before submission. Now, the funny part about this section is that it is not compulsory, but it gives you a higher chance of getting accepted. So in this part, you're expected to make a 2 minutes max video talking about any part of your application. It could be your bio, it could be about your project, what you're passionate about, anything. They just want to be sure that you're really proficient in English, since the entire training will be in English language. Trust me, man, now I procrastinated again until 2 days before the deadline. So I sat down with my phone and my cousin's phone and I started making video. So I'll make mistake, start again, reach the end, watch, I'm not really pleased, and start over. Rinse and repeat until I got the perfect video. I uploaded it on Google Drive. That one took hours. I mean, welcome to Nigeria, we don't have stable network. That one took hours, but eventually got uploaded. I sent the link to my mentor. Once I got his approval, I submitted it on the last day at midnight. Now guys, that is a very risky thing to do. Don't try it with important applications, please. I mean, anything can happen. The cyber can crash, you can have network issues like I did. Anything can happen. So try to submit your application at least a day before the deadline. I'm advising myself to shout. So I submitted the application and forgot about the entire thing. I got an email in February saying I had been waitlisted. Waitlisted. What went wrong, Karima? What did you not do right? So I was sad that day, but I felt better because I passed the first stage of my Millennium Campus Network application. So I opted in for consideration, and about 2 weeks later, I got a confirmation email that I had been accepted into the program as a candidate alongside other 500 plus candidates from about 120 countries. Whew, a pretty big deal, I tell you. So I was super excited. And then we had the orientation session in the first week of March, and then classes started proper on March 14th. Now the program is a 9-week long program with classes almost every day, except on weekends. My first class was phenomenal. It was with the UPG president, Yemi Babington Ashayi. Now, I love his name. super great person, I tell you. And he talked about what UPG was, introduction to UPG, what the UPG SL is, the expectations and all of that. Now, apparently, we had a thing where a password will be shared at the end of a session for candidates to mark attendance on the learning platform. So say, for example, our first session was on UPG, so our password could be UPG, or it could be start, or it could be first, like that. So as it is now, any webinar or training I attend, I am always tempted to ask for password. So after the first class, I sent a voice note to my mentor, and then my mentor knows that I only send voice notes when I am really excited or I have something really important to talk about. So I told him about the class and how much I loved it and all of that. And I was like, I'm ready to use my last kobo to buy data for these classes. And he said, oh no, you won't have to. I'll be responsible for your data reimbursement for the duration of this training. Each class lasts about 2 hours, and there are days where we have two classes and or social calendar. So you can imagine the amount of data I need for the classes. But I had it covered. So social calendar is usually held on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's an opportunity to network and talk directly with other candidates. you network and discuss about a topic. Some topics for social calendar that I can remember includes sports, what you do to reconnect with yourself after an exhausting day, culture, what is happening in your community, the weather, and all of that. So it's literally one of the best parts about the training. I mean, all work and no play really does make Jack a dull boy, right? Aha, the UPG took that very, very serious. So the next class was on the UPG four pillars, the ABCs. ABC, A means awareness, B, belief, C's, collaboration and community. And on and on the classes went. Some were core modules, others were optional. And then about 3 weeks into classes, one member of the UPG team had to leave. Now, I had really gotten used to him facilitating most sessions. So when he mentioned that he was leaving at the end of the class that day, I cried. Hey, Rodrigo, I miss you. Our sessions during the training was diverse. I think that's one unique thing about UPG. From ethics to facilitation and negotiation skills, stakeholder mapping, storytelling, food and agriculture, sessions on mental health like growth mindset, how to build courage and all that. And the best part was that these sessions were done by professionals. God, it was amazing. There was a session we had one day on mental health. Now, on this day, my mental health was literally swimming in the mud. Like, it was almost non-existent. But the facilitator was just so good, man. It felt like she was talking to me. And then, I think everyone was just tired. Everyone had one mental issue or the other. And that class was just like, what you needed. And then, we were put in breakout rooms to talk about how we feel mentally. And man, I was talking and shaking because I was so down. I can't even remember why I was down that day, but I was just so down and I needed to let it out. And people in my breakout room were so kind with their words. I think one thing about UPG is that it's like a family of 500 plus people you may never meet in your life. But these people are there to support you through it all. It doesn't matter if you're going through a mental breakdown or you need help with your project. Anything, they're there for you. And it felt really refreshing. I mean, these people do not know me, but they're really supportive. And then after the session, I connected with the facilitator on LinkedIn and we chatted a few times. She's not my mate. She's like 48, but she's really cool. Like, we talked a few times like that. So the classes went on, and I think in the fourth week, we are assigned tribes. Now, a tribe is like a team of 7 to 8 people you work closely with during and even after the training. So my tribe number is 3, and our tribe name is Safe Haven. I have tribe members from Nigeria, the Republic of Congo, Indonesia, Russia, Kenya, and El Salvador, and they're really great people, to be honest. Like, initially, I was scared of being assigned to an inactive tribe because, I mean, if you're assigned to an inactive tribe, it's going to affect your overall performance because there are tribe assignments where you have to work together with other members of your tribe to be able to do the assignment. So I was really scared of being assigned to an inactive tribe. But these guys are just so great and easy to work with. Like, we have similar values, and this makes it easy to make a decision. Alvita, Rutha, Daria, Rebecca, thank God. This is for you. You guys are amazing. So in that same fourth week, we started planning for our project after the training. And then we were sent a backward design template, and we had facilitators from the Hurricane Island Center for Science and Leadership in the United States putting us through. And we literally worked on these templates while in class. Like, the facilitators would guide us. Say, for example, today we want to talk about stakeholders. So they will guide us on what to do and how to get stakeholders for our projects. And then in that same class, we're given like 15 minutes to work on the column in the template. So you just put a background music and everybody is busy filling their template. So it was really nice. And it took weeks to complete, but it was worth it. Classes, social calendar, interaction on the forum, tribe meetings, other UPG experience, yeah, UPG events, other UPG events, and it was the 8th week. The weekend of that week, we had a special session. Now, have you ever been on a leadership training where mothers of candidates were invited to speak? Ah, yes, hey, UPG was mind-blowing like that. Now, this session was called From Our Mothers with Love, and we had the UPG president's mother and mothers of other candidates in attendance. This was one of the best sessions, to be honest. Like, if you're asked, Rima, what are your top 3 best sessions in UPG? This is going to be either 2nd or 3rd. Yeah. It was so amazing. It was, I don't even know the word to use to describe it. Like, mind-blowing. Yes, I think it does. It's not like that adjective does justice to the session, but let's just make do with it. So we had mothers advising us. We are given the opportunity to ask questions and all of that. And it was a bittersweet session because we had people that had lost their mothers or even both parents. So while we were smiling, we were also crying. We did the 1 minute of silence for lost mothers and fathers. We appreciated all parents, dead or alive. Some uninvited mothers were given an opportunity to speak. My mom being one of them. I was so nervous that I was shaking while standing, like, okay, we are put on the spotlight and I was unmuted and my mom was given the opportunity to speak. Like, Mama, just tell us anything you want the UPG candidates to know. And my mom said a few words of encouragement, prayers, typical Nigerian mother's fashion, prayers and all that. Like, I was so nervous that I was shaking while standing, but man, my smile was so wide. I was like, people, that's my mama right there. I was so proud. So during breakout sessions with the mothers, I was in a breakout room with the UPG president's mother. Her name is Murenike Babington Ashayi. She's 73 and a chartered accountant. Mother to 4 or 5, yeah. And she said a lot of things, but one thing that resonates in my mind is that George Washington said, if you want peace, prepare for war. She modified it by saying, if you want peace, destroy the evils of power and money. How powerful is that? Midway into the session, she requested all the candidates present to sing a birthday song for the president, her son, Yemi, because it was his birthday a few days before. Another great thing. Like, it's not like all of us were in sync, but then you're hearing happy birthday, another one, you're hearing how old. Like, it was so cool. Like, Yemi could not stop smiling. And then this session was the longest we ever had. Like, usually our sessions last 1 hour, 1 hour 30 minutes, 1 hour 45 minutes at most. But this one lasted almost 4 hours. But it was worth it, totally. Every single second counted. Like, it was that amazing. And at some point, we had the UPG town hall meeting. It wasn't compulsory, but we were urged to attend. It's another great session. Basically, you just talk about what UPG is, the UPG SL, UPG Biashara, United Voices, United for Ukraine, and all that. It was so great. And there were giveaways. Yes. One of my tribe members won $50. Some people won other great, great prizes. Now, the last week, classes were a bit free. I think we had only 3 classes, and 2 social calendars. And then we had the closing class on the last day. A lot of us were sad. The closing class was with Yemi, and he was able to lift our low spirits. Like, that man should be a motivational speaker, to be honest. No jokes. Like, listening to him speak is like therapy on its own. He knows when to change the octave of his voice, apply the right emotions, he does the right thing with his hands. God, that man is phenomenal. Like, was so good. So we were asked to talk about our roses, thorns, and buds. So roses is like the good part, thorns the bad part for you that you want them to improve on, and then buds is that thing that you're going to leave the UPG with. So for me, my roses about the entire training was the mental health sessions helped me reinstate the fact that mental health is as much of a priority as physical health. The respect and cooperation between the UPG team is enviable, and I hope to be able to emulate those attributes when I build a team. The social calendars are also a great way of bonding with so many people in such short period of time. The thing for me was, I did not really understand the class on negotiation skills, and I think the instructor was too strict. And also, I sometimes have network issues which may hinder my participation in the sessions. My buts. One thing I'll take along with me is the we can mindset. UPG has reaffirmed that we all have a role to play in developing the world we want, and we can make impact in our own ways, no matter how little. Some key things Yemi said were, if your dream doesn't scare you, then you're not dreaming big enough. Now, this is not just motivation speaking aside. Is it motivational speaking aside? Like, your dreams have to be big. Like, dream of the impossible. Like, presently, Rima is dreaming of becoming the World Health Organization president. Now, he also said, if you want to do something extraordinary, expect extraordinary challenges. What that means is, with bigger opportunities come bigger challenges. And he said, when one door closes, another one opens, and you have to believe that or you will be failing yourself. Now, this may be hard to believe, especially if you're going through one life crisis or the other at the moment. Like, something tragic just happened and you're telling me to try to be positive. I don't think I'll take that advice now. But when you sit back and think, you find out that there is always a ray of positivity in every negative situation. And it's okay to not see it now. It's totally okay. But then, it's there. And then by the end of the session, we were sad, but we were happy. Fulfilled even. UPG has given us the wings and strength to fly, and we were ready to soar high above the clouds. We left the class believing that we were done with the trainings, we are now equipped with the right knowledge, and we have the capacity to move on to the next stage. That doesn't mean I did not cry though. I mean, trust me. I cried, Omo. I cried so much, but I had a friend who hugged me through the tears. Hanifa, thank you. So I finished my project design template, submitted already. Through UPG, I have made friends and connections from around the world. I have learned to have a positive mindset, be more open-minded, tolerant, and kind. I have learned, unlearned, and relearned. I have made useful network, possible future collaborations, and mentorship. I have learned to further appreciate people's diversity, cultures, ethics, and values. And even though there's another part of the UPG SL 2022 class that has not been announced yet, I am super grateful for this opportunity. To me, it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a one-of-its-kind. I look forward to my project implementation on alleviating period poverty in Northern Nigeria in line with the Sustainable Development Goals 3, that's good health and well-being, 4, quality education, and 5, gender equality, and mini training sessions, which is mostly going to be in my MSA. I look forward to maintaining the network the UPG platform has given me an opportunity to make. I can't say it has been an entirely smooth ride, to be honest, but it was one that was worth it. I learned even from the challenges. I'm super grateful to my parents, my siblings, my mentor, and my friends for their continued support and encouragement. Whew. It has been a long episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I did recording. Until the next episode, be good, stay safe, and bye-bye from your favorite podcast girl. Toodles!